You're listening to SBS News.
Simply learning to drive was a significant milestone for Syrian refugee Laura Najjar. The 20-year-old civil engineering student arrived in Australia 4 years ago and now lives in Sydney's west. Community-based not-for-profit Settlement Services International helped her achieve the goal of getting her licence.
I have 4 lessons of driving by the SSI. So it was quite very helpful, and then with my dad and my mom trying to catch up with the lessons, and then got my driving license.
Zabiola Ahmadzai worked in finance with NATO forces in Afghanistan, providing administrative support to his country's defence ministry. But when the Taliban came to power, he came to Australia to seek asylum. Arriving in January this year, he also received support from SSI. He's now a caseworker himself, assisting other arrivals from Afghanistan as they settle into life in Western Sydney.
Fortunately, I got the job here and I'm very happy. Why? Because I can feel the pain of a refugee when he's coming to a new country. He don't know everything. So who can help him? I can help him. So I know I can feel what's in his mind or her mind. So I can feel that, and I'm going to help from my heart. So I'm very happy for this. And this is something very good for me that I'm working here.
Such is the success of people like Ms. Najjar and Mr. Ahmadzai, the New South Wales government is extending its refugee employment support program and introducing a similar program for asylum seekers. Mark Couray is the New South Wales Minister for Multiculturalism.
This is an $11 million investment in our state's greatest asset and its people. And it's providing that leg up. It's providing those classes, that education up to Cert 4 to provide that training and education for our newly arrived refugees in getting that necessary training to get that leg up once they arrive here.
The Minister for Skills and Training is Alastair Henskins. He says investing in refugees and asylum seekers who've recently settled in the state will have long-term benefits.
This is really providing intergenerational benefits. You know, if you get off to a great start in our country, then not only you benefit, but also those around you also get a great benefit from that. So that's what it's all about, and it's a really great program.
Another hope is that the training will help address a growing skills shortage felt across the state. Judy Lascani is the head of employment services at SSI. She says a big part of her work is to help people acquire skills to suit new workplaces in Australia.
On average, 30% of our refugees are highly qualified overseas, so there is a lot of challenges for them to actually work in the sector of expertise, so we help them, but also we work with them on explaining the labour market of growth in Australia. So in Western Sydney, for example, what is the labour shortage, where is the growth, and we set them up for success.
But she says there are still challenges.
From English, from the online applications, yes, we hear there's a lot of jobs, but are they the right jobs for our clients? Is there an easy pathway for them? No. There is a lot of prejudgment as well. And there is a lot of misunderstanding of the skills a refugee brings with them from overseas.
With this new funding, though, there are hopes a little extra care for this community will go a long way in bringing down those barriers. Tysock Husey, SBS News.